Okay, so there are changes afoot, initially, because we've swapped chairs.
Hooray! From my point of view.
Yeah, well, it's good for you. I mean, because he has been looking on with envy at my chair.
Yeah, Matt always gets the big comfy chair, the swivelly one.
Well, the thing is, because I'm this side of the desk, and that's where the chair is, it just makes sense, you know. But I've been nice, and I've given him the big chair, so he's happy now.
Yeah.
See, that'll keep him going for about 10 minutes, and then you have to, you know, feed him or something, or give him a beer.
I'm good for now.
You're good for now, but you're quite high maintenance, aren't you?
I don't know. I've never had to take care of myself.
Anyway, we're going to do Plato today. Well, kind of Plato. I don't... Well, we were trying to look up the Plato theory, right?
Yep.
Which
That's
is...
That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, because I thought I knew it, but I got it confused with Descartes. Stupid me. So we were trying to find the theory, and I couldn't make head or tail of most of it. So I've got on to Plato for Kids.
And even that confused us, really.
It did.
We're going well.
It's not that clear. But basically, what Plato said was that if you're in a cave, you see shadows, and you think they're real, and is that us?
Do we want to explain that one a little bit better than that?
You had a good way of
Well, no, all the story that it said in there,
yeah,
was that if you imagine two or three people chained to a cave wall,
yeah,
facing it, so all they could see were shadows of things outside the cave,
yeah,
would they believe that those shadows are actually what those things would look like?
Yeah,
and if one of them escaped, could see what the things, would he be shocked by what they actually are? And if he tried to describe that back to the people that were still trapped in the cave, I don't know why he hasn't rescued the other people, but if he tried to describe it, would they think he was crazy? And then that extends out. So are we just seeing the world as shadows, not what they actually are?
So that's a coherent way of way of putting it. I like to communicate through abstract noise, you know.
Yeah.
each to his own. Yeah, or as so like you said,
seeing from that I got is seeing believing, or seeing is believing, or phrases.
Is what we're experiencing really, is it our imaginations, or is it real? But the thing is that the way I put it, I don't really lose sleep about this, because this is the only thing I can put meaning on, therefore I put meaning on it. You know, I'm experiencing life now.
Yep.
We're here, whatever. Even if it isn't real, even if it's a subject of imagination or energy, at least it's real for me, and I can't go any further than what's real for me, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think I get your point there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But isn't that what sort of the world you're born into is what you believe to be real? So things like, what was the film called? The Truman Show.
Yes, yeah.
The world around you, even if it's strange to the outside,
yeah,
you would perceive it to be completely normal.
Yes. Yeah. No, I see.
Yeah.
And on a more important note, The Truman Show is awesome, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Oh!
That's a great film.
See, I've got a craving to watch The Truman Show now.
Yeah.
Because I the last time I watched it, I was quite young. And I think I'd appreciate it on a deeper level now. Yeah.
I became deeply suspicious of everyone around me after watching that. Sort of looking around going, hang on a minute. Clearly they're actors.
Yeah, light falls out of the sky. Oi, what's going on?
Yeah. It'd be great if the moon suddenly turned into a giant searchlight, though. That'd be great.
Oh, that's brilliant. See, I remember that bit now and him doing the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, we need to watch The Truman Show, Ben.
Yeah. I'm tempted to go out on a boat and see how far I can get before hitting a wall.